We are on the road to Dreamforce. I'm Marissa Kranis. Take a listen for the behind-the-scenes scoop to help you get ready and make the most out of the big event in November.
Equality for all is a core value of Salesforce, and AbilityForce is bringing that to life. I'm here with Daniel and Sunday, President and VP of AbilityForce. We're going to tell you about all the ways that Salesforce and Dreamforce is working to be more accessible. Thank you both so much for being with me.
Good afternoon, Marissa. I'm Daniel Sonnenfeld. I've been president of AbilityForce since the founding, and I've been with Salesforce for a little more than 6 years. I do technical program management in our infrastructure engineering organization.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Sunday.
And my name is Sunday Parker. I've been with AbilityForce for the last year and going on 2 years at Salesforce. I am on the Pardot technical support team.
Wonderful. All right, so let's start from the beginning here. What is AbilityForce?
So AbilityForce is an employee resource group, or as we like to call them at Salesforce, Ohana group. We're an affinity group for employees with disabilities as well as our allies. We advocate faithfully for the age of equality and implement best practices and innovative solutions for people with disabilities. So our primary focus is around improving our accessibility with our technology, as well as our workplace and events such as Dreamforce coming up.
Yeah. We've really grown a lot since we founded a couple of years ago. We have over 800 members now who are part of AbilityForce from within Salesforce, as well as all of us who have contributed over 900 hours working with local nonprofits and serving people with disabilities.
That's great. So again, you noted that Dreamforce, you're working to make Dreamforce more accessible. What is AbilityForce specifically doing at Dreamforce this year?
So what AbilityForce has done this year is create a series of best practices that our events team can follow in order to make Dreamforce more accessible. As far as our presence at Dreamforce, we'll have over 50 volunteers available on site throughout the entire week to assist our guests as well as our employees with disabilities to be able to attend breakout sessions. We will also have rest stops located throughout the campus for anyone who needs to take a break, and those will be indicated that they are a priority for our guests with disabilities. We will also have reserved priority seating at all of our breakout sessions, as well as access to our shuttles for DreamFest, and just making sure that any assistance needed throughout the week will be accommodated.
And how will we be able to spot the people that are helping us?
All of our volunteers will have AbilityForce t-shirts, such as Daniel has on today.
Awesome.
Just a fun note about the t-shirt. The logo that you're seeing here is the AbilityForce logo, and it's the American sign for partnership.
Which is exactly what we're trying to accomplish at Dreamforce, just to make sure that we're partnering with our guests and our employees to make sure that everyone has a great experience.
Awesome. All right, so about this content, how are we making the content more accessible?
So three ways, especially for our deaf and hard of hearing guests. We will have American Sign Language interpreters at all the main keynotes. We will also use AVA technology to provide real-time captioning at most of the breakout sessions. And after Dreamforce, we will also be publishing the keynote videos with closed captions.
Awesome. All right, so I know that we have some great speakers at Dreamforce, and one of those is Haben Girma. Can you tell me about her?
Yeah, I'm really excited this year that we're going to have a representation from one of my personal favorite disabled activists locally. Her name is Haben Girma. She is the first deaf-blind graduate of Harvard Law School, and she does incredible work locally as well as nationally, serving on Obama's administration as well. She will be meeting with our Chief Equality Officer, Tony Proffitt, to be doing a sit-down panel with some other great champions in equality.
How can we learn more?
Great question. On the Dreamforce website, we have updated the FAQ with a lot of information about access, and as well as when you register, the registration form is now accessible to screen readers, and there's a whole section on there about requesting accommodation for people with disabilities.
Great. Thank you both so much.
It's been great being here, Marissa. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Head to dreamforce.com/video for more awesome content.